today, professor at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, a candidate for the Wisconsin DPI superintendent. Paul, why are you running for this position?
Well, the answer to the question is fairly lengthy. The main emphasis for running was with my students. My graduate students encouraged me to run 4 years ago, and we didn't qualify because we didn't get the right amount of signatures. So then we, instead of dissolving and giving up on the effort, we stayed together for the 4 years by meeting every Saturday, once a month, and staying together and preparing for this election. So we succeeded in getting the signatures, and we're on the ballot. And the reason we're running is because they think that through the years the courses they took through the years with me, some of them took three, they thought that I should come out and start talking about my perceptions and ideas about education. Because they certainly are not from the status quo arena. And so they encouraged me, and then here we are. And the reason we're running is because we want to present a perception of education or a paradigm of education that sort of differs from the mainstream. We have spent a lot of time looking at the situations, and we think the majority of reform movements and concerns is always based on certain money, either increase money or reduce money. But I think both sides are pretty much looking at the situation from the same lens. If you increase money, one side is happy. If you decrease, the other side is happy. But they miss the core problem that education has had historically. Nobody has ever looked at the teacher education training programs. The teachers are not being educated with the skills and the knowledge needed in the classroom. And today, when we are in a different type of educational arena, teachers are still being educated with the old knowledge and skills that they had, say, 100 years ago. So we're saying that for education to improve, and all educational reform movements usually miss this core question, how are we going to train ourselves? And most teachers are always talking about that we need qualified teachers, but it's always after the fact. So education has always proceeded from an area of correction. Let's do something, let's correct it. And we're saying is that let's prevent, let's become a preventive organization, train the qualified teacher, not create the qualified teacher after the fact.
Right.
And that's one of the areas that we're very concerned in running on. The teacher education needs to improve its training like all other professions do.
How do you feel your background prepares you for this, Paul? Maybe you can describe your background a bit.
Well, you know, my background, basically, I was born in Los Angeles, California. I went to UCLA, got my teacher certification from UCLA. I went to Claremont Graduate School, where I got my doctorates. And then I came out here in 1978 to be part of the educational administration program that Whitewater in Madison, UW-Madison, has as a cooperative program. So that's been my major responsibility. I've been involved somewhat in teacher training, and I'm very aware when I was department chair. So I think the qualifications I have is being an elementary school teacher, being training majority of the administrators in Wisconsin through this program, being a school board member, and having training that I have that gives me the ability to look at problems from a different lens, not from the traditional linear lens. And so we think we ask different questions, so we are looking for different answers. So I think this is a major thing that I bring, that I think I bring in ability to look at the problem from a different angle.
So why should we as Wisconsin citizens vote for you, Paul? What's your business case or your case for the voters?
Well, I think what we can do for them, and I say we because I represent this group of people who are supporting me, is that we can bring, we're able to ask a different question, so we'll find a different answer. So instead of looking just for money, we're saying we can improve education by looking at the training that we get without any additional costs. Because we already have the money and the structure, and we have a new certification licensing program that also misses the knowledge and skills. Mm-hmm. So we have to look and identify. What we did is in our classes, and we look how other professions train themselves. Mm-hmm. And we found a commonality in it. Most professions have a feel that determines what knowledge and what skills the person needs.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the university, Harvard University, the dean at the Harvard University also did the same thing, and she compared the College of Education with medicine,
mm-hmm.
Law, and management colleges. And she comes back with a conclusion that says education is a weak profession because medicine, law, and management trains the people to think and act like a doctor, a lawyer, or a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Education does not.
Mm-hmm.
So they have discovered what skills and knowledge a person needs to enter the field.
Mm-hmm.
And grow from there.
Mm-hmm.
Education leads them more into the individual. So if you look at a college of education, usually the knowledge and skills that are coming out are individually related to the professor,
mm-hmm.
because they use what they are familiar with or what they favor.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give you a quick example. If you had a methods course in teaching reading, you might have four different approaches being taught. And all of them said, I had a reading strategy course, but they don't have the same information. So when they go out, they start learning all over again.
Sure.
So what we want to do is standardize teacher training, so when the teacher comes out of, say, UW-Oshkosh, UW-Madison, UW-Whitewater, they all will have a common skill and knowledge base to set the foundation on.
To start with,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So we believe by doing that,
mm-hmm.
it would improve education tremendously, because mm-hmm. training would have produced a better trained teacher.
Right.
And also by having the field that determines the skills, we'll do it like other fields, that this field will determine what approaches and skill and programs can come into education, and we would cut out the whims and the quick fixes that we're spending millions of dollars mm-hmm. in applying in schools today.
Yes.
So that would reduce costs tremendously,
mm-hmm.
and we can use it in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
Because we save money in one area, we could transfer it to another areas. So by doing some simple things, like when we look at problems,
mm-hmm.
when you understand the problem doesn't become complicated. The solutions are usually simple solutions. Like if you don't know how to fix a television, it looks very complicated.
Right.
And once you learn how the television works,
mm-hmm.
it's simple.
Exactly.
That's why the technician can fix it if we can.
Paul, what do you hope to accomplish if you're elected?
Well, the four goals that we have, and we strongly believe in them. The first is standardized teacher training, modernize it to a point where we're training teachers with the knowledge and skills that they need to meet to serve the needs of today's classrooms. Teacher training is based too much on yesterday's knowledge and behaviorism. That's one thing that we believe that would be the beginning point of reform. We talk about reforms, but we never talk about the skills and knowledge that we need to accomplish with reforms. Right now we talk a lot about having standards, but nobody talks about the skills and knowledge that teachers need to meet the standard. So it's still left to the teacher for them to discover.
Mm-hmm.
You might even say self-learning that they have to do to address the demands that are being placed on them. Secondly, we want to focus on what we're calling entrepreneur choice, because we want to have an opportunity to have innovation in education. Right now we use the words, but we don't have no way to have innovation. And usually if you look at Peter Drucker, which he wrote a book on entrepreneurship, talks about that education in public health has no opportunities for the entrepreneur. So by introducing this option, we believe very strongly that innovation could be brought into education, because they're the risk takers. They risk their own finances, they risk their own... Basically, it's a belief that they have, and they're willing to support it. So we believe that is something that we need in education, because right now we have a lot of people that they have an idea, they get some funding, and it doesn't work. There's no consequences. It just didn't work, and they go try something else.
So
that's what would be the second, and the third, that we want to start looking at and start thinking about education in the 21st century, that we have to start looking at the science of education and start building science so we can produce scientific evidence and stop looking at situations that are built on personal beliefs and personal whims. And we start getting ourselves to like a more profession that whatever we do is based on scientific long-term knowledge. So we would like to develop a relationship with neuroscience to start looking how the brain actually processes information, knowledge that we need. We always need it. Now we're able to obtain it. So we would like to do those relationships. If we do these three things, we believe we will control the cost of education. Because right now we're spending too much money on unproven mythology, unproven ideas, and then we ask for more money. What we have to realize that there's only so much money around, and we're getting close to the limits of that. And we have to start using and managing the money in a way that every time we spend a dollar, we get something back in return. Not like now that we spend and say, didn't work, well, let's get some more money. So those are the ideas that we want. We want to train teachers and then turn education from a corrective institution to a preventive institution. Because I think we all realize it is like even in your own automobile, they tell you use preventive because it's a lot less cost effective than trying to correct what's wrong with the car. So the concept itself is what we're looking at. So we start looking at preventing and not correcting, we will save money again. Because like we know that anytime we correct, it's very expensive. So when we bring these concepts and ideas into education, which right now we don't believe they're being done, we would be able to serve the parent and the teacher and the student more effectively than we're doing now.
Great. What sort of advice do you have, Paul, for others who might consider running for public office?
Well, I guess what we have learned so far is that that you really have to be organized and really believe in what you're going to do, because we really believe in our goals and our concepts. I guess what I have found out is that you got to take every day by itself, because one day something happens and you feel positive, and next day something happens, this is not very good for us, and now we got another challenge and so forth. So you got to sort of just stay on track and follow through, and like doing it like us, and we don't have any financial supporters and so forth. You got to do it on your message and believe in that message as deeply as we do, I think.
How about students? You've dealt with many students over the years and helped them. And obviously students are a reason you're running to an extent. What advice do you have for them as they consider different career options?
Well, to me, what students ought to do is really get to be students of education, and we're talking about the field of education. Right now, we don't see a lot of emphasis in learning the history, the philosophy, all those areas that are being ignored. To me, are the most important areas. Knowing the history, because the history explains the present and also gives you the view of the future. And a philosophy gives you the ability to stay consistent. This is what I believe. Then the second thing that I believe very strongly is that everybody's looking for an answer. And really, that's not the goal that we have. The creation of a question is more important than the answer, because if you don't create the correct question, then you can't find the answer.
Exactly.
So I believe more in looking at it from that point of view, that you really have to become a student of the field that you enter, and really get very knowledgeable of the past, because it really defines the present.
Sure. Great. Well, thank you very much, Paul.
Well, thank you for having me. Okay. Well.